Hey everyone, welcome back into the South Harmon Waiver Wire Show. I am your host, Eric Vanek. You can find me on X at Eric Vanek NFL, and I am the host of the America's Game podcast, so you can follow me there as well, at America's Game Pod on X as well. Follow the South Harmon channels, at South Harmon FF on X. Make sure you like, subscribe to this video down below. We do the Start Sit Show every Sunday for you guys right here on this very channel. So make sure you guys tune in every Sunday right at noon and join us. Today, I'm going to go over my Week 9 takeaways, and there is quite a bit of them with all the damn injuries that we had again. So we're going to talk about the injuries, who do we need to be looking at in our redraft leagues, and who do we need to be looking at in our very deep dynasty leagues, best ball leagues, that kind of stuff. Just a forewarning, recording this before Monday Night Football, before tonight's game between, I forget even who's even playing tonight, Cardinals-Cowboys, there we go. So Cardinals-Cowboys game tonight, be recording before that. So when we ultimately get 17 more fucking injuries tonight, they will not be on this podcast, unfortunately. So you have to kind of monitor that on your own. But let's get into it. Let's dig into it. Bye weeks coming up for Week 10. Cincinnati, Kansas City, Dallas, and Tennessee are all on bye for us next week. So we will be without those players. So let's go ahead and let's talk about our injuries. So we'll start at the quarterback spot here. And our first injury that we are going to talk about is going to be Jaden Daniels, who unfortunately dislocated his elbow. Sounds like, as of right now, like no ligament tears or any of that kind of stuff, which is kind of surprising. Have to just kind of monitor that because, like, it, you know, they could still come up with something here. But anyways, dislocated elbow. I would probably be willing to bet he misses the rest of the season. They're 3-6. They're probably out of the playoff picture as it is anyways. Let me just confirm that. Yeah, they're 3-6. So one more game they lose or two more games they lose, they're not bringing Jaden Daniels back. So personally, I think it's okay to cut Jaden Daniels in your redraft leagues and go find another quarterback because he's probably done for the season. So just monitor that on Jaden Daniels. Next guy up is CJ Stroud. He suffered a concussion running over the middle there, and he got popped doing a little slide. Probably misses this coming week. We'll see some Davis Mills this week. All right, running backs now. So the first running back injury I wanted to mention was Quinshon Judkins. Not an injury, but he was practicing Monday after their bye. Not worried about his shoulder at this time. So he did suffer that shoulder injury before the bye. Looks like everything is okay there with Quinshon Judkins. So nothing to worry about there. Ollie Gordon on Thursday night suffered an ankle injury. He's considered day-to-day. Seems like it's kind of minor, but he might miss a week here. Jalen Wright, who was inactive last week, will be available if Ollie Gordon misses. Next one up was Samaje Perine. He suffered an ankle injury in the second quarter. Did not return. We'll have to monitor his status as well. We might get some more Taj Brooks now. Next guy up is Aaron Jones. So he suffered a shoulder injury, got tackled. I was actually watching this play live when it happened. He got tackled going out of bounds and landed directly right down on his shoulder with all of his weight. And I kind of thought to myself, I'm like, ooh, that did not look good. And what do you know, like the next play, he was off and back on the sidelines and never returned. So that's a classic AC joint injury where, you know, just full force right down on your shoulder. Monitor his status. I'd be willing to bet he's probably going to miss again a week or two with that shoulder injury. He could play, but I think it's like a pain tolerance issue thing. I bet he misses a week personally. Next guy up here is going to be Kayshon Boutte for the wide receivers here. So he's day-to-day with a hamstring injury. I'm betting he misses at least a week, maybe two as well on Kayshon Boutte. Next guy up here is going to be Garrett Wilson. So I just want to mention him coming off of the bye. He will be practicing coming out of this bye. So he's missed the last probably about a month or so. And Garrett Wilson should be back for us this week in our lineups out of that bye. Next up, another big injury for Washington last night. Luke McCaffrey, broken collarbone. He is going to be done for the season. So that'll be it for Luke McCaffrey. Next up is T. Higgins. So he went down very late in the fourth quarter, didn't return. He kind of looked like he gingerly walked off. Wasn't like too serious, I don't think. But we're going to have to monitor his status. He's notorious for hit these little nicks and stuff like that, and like plays two snaps and then he comes out for the remainder of the next game and pisses off all fantasy managers. So you're gonna have to really, really monitor and trust T. Higgins. Next up, Matthew Golden, shoulder injury in the third quarter, did not return. We'll have to monitor his status as well. And then another one is going to be Darius Slayton for the Giants. He took a big hit late in the game, did not return. We'll have to monitor Darius Slayton's status. Couple more wide receiver injuries. It's a wide receiver week injury. Puka Nacua suffered a chest rib injury in the third quarter after a run. Why are we running him? Don't know, but monitor his status. Sean McVay did come out and say he should be fine, so that's at least a little bit of glimmer of hope there, but you never know with Puka. This guy's always banged up, too. Next up is Brian Thomas Jr. He suffered an ankle injury in the fourth quarter, did come back for a short time, but didn't play in overtime when they needed him. We're going to have to monitor his status going forward here if he is going to play next week, and they definitely need him with no Travis Hunter, with Travis Hunter going to the IR over the week. Next up, another Jacksonville wide receiver injury is Dyami Brown. Suffered a concussion, probably misses a week here. Should be a big Parker Washington week. Another season-ending injury that was unfortunate was Tucker Kraft. Confirmed today, torn ACL. He is going to be done for the season, unfortunately. Really sucks because he was having a fantastic season. And then last, Cole Kmet coming back from his injury. Gets another one, gets a concussion, didn't return to the game, led to Colston Loveland's monster, biggest game of his career. So that was nice to see, at least. All right, let's get into the redraft quarterbacks I'm recommending this week. Jackson Dart is my first man. Jackson Dart is going against the Chicago Bears, who Joe Flacco just lit up. Dart has like a rushing touchdown and passing touchdown like almost every game, it seems like. So Jackson Dart, definitely somebody I want to count on against this shitty Bears defense. Next up is J.J. McCarthy. Came back, looked really good, and he's playing Baltimore this week. Baltimore, they're definitely getting healthier for sure, but they can still be beaten. And McCarthy looked pretty decent against the Lions this week. So McCarthy could be somebody that you could play. And then another one, this one's risky, but Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor versus the Browns. They haven't named who the starter is going to be yet. I would assume it's going to be Justin Fields. But we've seen, the Browns have been good on defense, but sometimes they're not so great. And they, give up a bunch of points here. So I could see maybe one of these quarterbacks having a good, good game as well. Dynasty quarterbacks here. I only have one for you, and that was Davis Mills. If CJ Stroud misses a week, you're going to want to pick up Davis Mills this week. And I guess you could throw Marcus Mariota on there too. He's going to be the starting quarterback the rest of the season for Washington. His backup now is going to be Josh Johnson, the veteran who's been around for ages and ages. So if you need to pick up the backup quarterback now for Washington, it is going to be Josh Johnson. All right, so let's get into our redraft running backs I'm recommending. And this first one is Kyle Monagnai, 59 snaps, 74%, 25 routes. He had 5 targets, caught 3 of them for 22 yards, and then he had 26 carries, 176 yards. No touchdowns or anything, but huge day for him. He's going to be somebody that you're going to want to pick up for sure if he's even available. DeAndre Swift missed. I would assume Swift should be back this coming week. Kind of surprised that he did, did miss this week, but we'll see. Definitely worth a pickup in redraft leagues for sure. The other running back I'm going to recommend for redraft, Devin Singletary. He actually outsnapped Tyrone Tracy and outperformed Tyrone Tracy in this game. 32 snaps, which was 56%. 15 routes. He had 2 targets, caught both of them for 8 yards, and then he had 8 carries for 43 yards as well. So he did outperform Tyrone Tracy in this one. We'll see if that continues. Next up is Chris Rodriguez Jr. for Washington. So 22 snaps, which was 34%, 8 routes, didn't catch anything, but 12 carries, 65 yards, 1 touchdown, outperformed Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt in this one. And Rodriguez has done this a couple times this year, and then he like kind of goes back to the bench. And it just doesn't look like it's really clicking right now for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. So we're just going to have to monitor the status. And, you know, I don't think Rodriguez is a terrible pickup this week. Next up here, dynasty running backs in our deeper leagues. Britton Brown, he was the backup this week for the Chicago Bears with Swift missing. 14 snaps, 18% of the snaps, 9 routes, 1 target, but didn't catch it. 5 carries, 37 yards, and 1 touchdown. So if DeAndre Swift continues to miss, Britton Brown is going to be the backup to Menagnai here. So you're going to have to pick him up if you need one. Another guy here I mentioned earlier with the Samaje Perine injury, Taj Brooks. He only played 3 snaps, 1 target, 1 carry, 1 yard. Nothing to write home about, but if Perine misses significant time here, Taj Brooks is going to step up here now as the backup running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. Next up here, Terrell Jennings for the New England Patriots, 17 snaps, 25% of the snaps. He had ran 4 routes, 1 target, 1 catch for 9 yards. Then he had 11 carries for 35 yards and a touchdown. So if Ramondre Stevenson continues to miss time, Terrell Jennings could be a pickup in our dynasty best ball leagues, deeper leagues. Next up here is Tyler Goodson, who actually outplayed Amir Abdullah in this one again. So 11 snaps, 14%, 9 routes, 2 targets. He had 1 catch for 8 yards, didn't run the ball, but Goodson outplayed Amir Abdullah. So I thought that was kind of interesting to note this week. And then next is going to be Jarrett Patterson. So Jarrett Patterson for the Chargers. He out carried basically Kamani Vidal this week. 18 snaps, 28%, 4 routes, 9 carries, 44 yards, which was more than Kamani Vidal, which was kind of surprising this week. So I think Jarrett Patterson could be somebody that is worth a pickup. All right, next up here is going to be the wide receivers here for redraft. And the first one I'm going to mention here is going to be Cedric Tillman. So he's going to start practicing this week coming off of the IR for the Cleveland Browns. So if you are really desperate for a receiver, someone dropped Cedric Tillman, I think he is somebody that you could pick up and maybe he can start for you. Next one up here is going to be Chimere Dike for the Tennessee Titans, and he had a pretty good game again this week. 41 snaps, which is 87%, led the Titans. 25 routes, 2 targets. He only had 1 catch for 5 yards, but he did have a punt return touchdown, which was really, really nice in our deeper leagues that have some scoring for tight ends and for punt returns and all that. So that was really good. I like that one for sure if he's available for you. Next guy up I'm going to talk about is going to be Parker Washington. So Parker Washington had 70 snaps, 88%, 36 routes, 9 targets, 8 catches for 90 yards. So I think Parker Washington, of everybody on this list, is the guy I want this week. He's going to be the one that you want. I think he plays a lot going forward, especially with the Hunter injury, and then the other two just got injured too. Parker Washington should be a huge pickup for you this week. So if he's available, I'd go get him. Then next up is Torrey Horton for the Seahawks last night. 37 snaps, 73%, 20 routes, 4 targets, 4 catches, 48 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cooper Kupp was dealing with 2 different injuries last night, so he did not play. Horton stepped up, and Horton was great. So, yeah, I think I would go ahead and, you know, pick Torrey Horton up if he's available in your lineup leagues. Next one up is Jalen Lane. So he should now be the starting slot receiver here for Washington with Luke McCaffrey out for the rest of the season. And Jalen Lane had 41 snaps, 63%, 23 routes, 5 targets, 3 catches for 29 yards. So another really good pickup if he is available for you in your leagues. Next guy up here is going to be Malik Heath. So with Malik Heath, 27 snaps, 42%, 16 routes, 3 targets, 1 catch, 11 yards. We obviously had the Golden injury. Tucker Kraft got hurt. So Malik Heath could be somebody who sticks in there. Dontavian Wicks also as well is going to missing some time, or has, you know, missed most of the time this year. So he could be available. And then the other Packers receiver is Savion Williams. 19 snaps, 29%. 11 routes, 2 targets, 2 catches, 12 yards. I think he is also somebody that you could maybe rely on, is another guy. Next up here is going to be Xavier Hutchinson for the Houston Texans. 46 snaps, 63%, 31 routes, 5 targets, 3 catches, 30 yards. He continues to be a starting outside receiver for them, like, and he's going to continue to do that. So he is somebody that you're going to want to pick up. Next up here is going to be Kyle Williams. So he played a lot this week. 31 snaps, 46%, 20 routes. He only had the one target, didn't catch it. But Kyle Williams, this is a rookie that a lot of us really, really liked. And I think if he starts to get more playing time here, that is somebody I definitely want to look at. If somebody dropped him in your, excuse me, in your dynasty league or your deeper league, I would definitely pick up Kyle Williams. Next up here is Ray-Ray McCloud. So with Ray-Ray McCloud, he got cut by Atlanta, signed with the Giants, missed the first week, but steps right in his first game. 52 snaps, 91% of snaps, 36 routes. He only had one target, one catch for 5 yards. Slayton got hurt. Like, if you know, you could do a lot worse than Ray-Ray McCloud, and he's playing almost 90% of the snaps as soon as he walks into the door. That's really beneficial. So Ray-Ray McCloud can be somebody you could pick back up. Next up, this is a really deeper one, Kanata Mumfield for the Rams. With Atwell out on IR now, Mumfield played 30 snaps. He only ran 5 routes, didn't get targeted, but he had the touchdown before their bye, and he continues to play more and more snaps. That's somebody I'm going to keep watching, somebody I really liked coming out of college. Austin Trammell for Jacksonville. So he was like the next guy up here. 22 snaps, 28%, 15 routes, 1 target, didn't catch it. But with all these injuries here, he is going to be somebody you're going to want to monitor. Next up here is going to be Tyler Lockett. So he joined the Raiders after being cut by the Titans. He played over both rookies, Jack Besh and Dante Thornton. Speaking of which, Beck and Thornton each didn't even play a snap in this game, which is crazy to me. But yeah, 19 snaps, 12 routes, only 1 target, didn't do anything with it. But yeah, Tyler Lockett, somebody you may want to pick back up. Lastly here for Washington now, Treylon Burks. 33 snaps, 51%, 14 routes, 1 target, 1 catch, 14 yards. With all their injuries they've suffered at the wide receiver position, it doesn't hurt to take a flyer here on Treylon Burks. Maybe he finds it here. Who knows? But that is somebody I would definitely monitor and pick up. All right. Redraft tight end. So this is another deep one. But Taysom Hill, I think he's going to end up playing more snaps here. Tyler Shuck, not great. Taysom Hill was running the ball pretty good. He actually led the team in rushing yards on 4 carries, which is crazy. 9 snaps. He ran 3 routes, 4 carries, 30 yards, led the team in rushing. But I think as we go more and more here, they might start using Taysom Hill kind of like how the other coaches have used him. So I think it's a possibility here. Next up here is going to be Greg Dulcich for Miami. 23 snaps, 36%, 5 targets, 5 catches, 49 yards. Way better than Tanner Connor or Julian Hill, who I've been, you know, talking about on here all season long. Greg Dulcich came in and played much better than both of those guys combined. So Dulcich is the guy I want to own here. Like, I don't think Waller plays the rest of the year. So Dulcich is going to be somebody in our deeper leagues I definitely don't mind picking up this week. And then last but not least is Luke Musgrave. So this is with the Tucker Kraft injury. 30 snaps, 46%, 20 routes, 3 targets, 3 catches, 34 yards. So with Luke Musgrave, he was drafted ahead of Tucker Kraft. He's a second round pick. Kraft is the third. He was the starting tight end for this team for a couple years, or for a year, before Tucker Kraft, they realized he's better and Tucker Kraft really took over. And Musgrave's kind of been an afterthought, but he's a super athletic tight end. I'm hoping to see a little bit more here from Musgrave. I think this is one of his best shots here because 2 years ago, he got injured and he got injured and that's when Kraft took over and never gave the job back. This is Musgrave's opportunity to I'm not going to say replace Kraft, but show, hey, I'm still a pretty damn good player myself. So Luke Musgrave, definitely a must pick up in my leagues. All right, let's go ahead and do the what the fuck are we doing here, man, segment. A lot of tight end stuff here this week. Panthers, they continue their three-way fuckfest at the tight end, making all three unusable. They're like playing the same amount of snaps. It is ridiculous. I absolutely hate it. Can we just play Jatavion Sanders and get it over with? Next up here, Broncos. They continue to use RJ Harvey and Tyler Beatty equally in the receiving game. Like, come on, Sean, just pick one. Like, they're playing the same amount of snaps. They're getting the same amount of routes. What are we doing here? Just fucking play RJ Harvey, your rookie that you drafted and touted it so highly. Just fucking play him. Like, what are we doing here, buddy? And then last two here are tight end ones, like I mentioned. The Steelers playing three tight ends in their three-way fuckfest, like equally. And Jonnu Smith hasn't been over 28 receiving yards in a game this year. Like, what are we doing? Like, you can't even play these guys. And then the same and lastly goes for the Rams. They are playing four guys all equally. And it is crazy. Like, Davis Allen, Higbee had a touchdown. Terrence Ferguson looked good last week. Colby Parkinson's getting in there. Like, what are we fucking doing playing four tight ends? They're unusable. That's three teams where we can't even play a tight end. So, I don't know, it kind of makes a tight end a little more valuable to me. And because there's a couple other teams that play, you know, double tight ends. The Browns play double tight ends. You know, there's very many, like, single tight ends out there anymore that you can really just trust. Like, the Ravens are playing two tight ends equally. Noah Gray gets in there for the Chiefs. Like, I mean, Kelsey's still pretty good, but, like, what are we doing here, guys, with all these tight ends? Like, it makes the position just almost hard to even roster at some point. So, I don't know. It's ridiculous. But that is going to be it, guys, for this week. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to this video if you're watching on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or any of your podcast formats. Make sure we get a 5-star review from you. If you could, please, we'd really appreciate it. At Eric Vanek NFL on X, at America's Game Pod. Follow me there. Sunday mornings, this same YouTube channel, we are going to do the Start Sit Show every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern. Come join us, ask your questions, and we'll be more than happy to help you guys out with any of your start sit questions, especially getting really, really close here to your fantasy playoffs. It is only a couple weeks away, guys. Like, we got to start winning now. It's a month away. We're week 10 here. Week 15 usually starts your fantasy playoffs. You got 4 weeks here to start winning. So this is not cutting time. This is it. So hopefully you guys benefit from this waiver wire show and, you know, kind of help your teams propel to the playoffs. So appreciate everybody for tapping in. We will see you next week for the week 11 waiver wire show.